Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, including our over-the-road truckers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, is Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, what a day we got going on here. We could talk about Cuomo till we're blue in the face, but we're not gonna. But I will say this. Violent crime is surging, correct?
Yes.
Inflation's out of control, correct?
Correct.
We have a border crisis that we haven't seen in so many years. Our country has just never seen anything like this, correct?
Correct.
And then we've got two grown men, a president of the United States, Joe Biden, and a governor of a state, our Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, who are going back and forth, tit for tat. DeSantis hit Biden with Governor Who. You know, the comment there, Biden was talking about DeSantis as Governor Who, which was a zinger. And then he turned around and said, well, you know, Joe, what else have you forgotten? And threw that in there, which was kind of funny in a way. But Biden hasn't retaliated back yet. But this is ridiculous. We got a country to save here. And I know DeSantis is doing better than at it than Joe Biden is, just by what I just told you.
Well, the biggest thing that's concerning, well, I shouldn't say the biggest, but on the short list of things that's concerning me is that this Biden administration has decided that they don't care about law. Mm-hmm. And while we have lawlessness and a breakdown of civil society going on across the United States, we have a presidential cabinet even and White House that don't care about the law either, or Supreme Court decisions.
Yep.
And they're all ignoring it. So, and blatantly so, and admittingly so.
Yep.
You know, they're violating Title 42 on immigration. They're violating law and the Supreme Court decision on the evictions.
Yep.
So, not to mention, you know, so many others. So that part disturbs me. And then, of course, we have the scandalous spending.
Yes.
As we've seen the stuff that's in the infrastructure bills. So, I mean, we are living in chaos in you know, pretty much any place you turn. So it's affecting us all the way down to the local level in civil society.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Everything you said is absolutely positively correct. But then again, it takes somebody to get some sort of case to the Supreme Court to get them to stop, doesn't it?
No. The decision on the evictions was a Supreme Court decision.
Right.
And they're ignoring it.
And then they brought the CDC in, which is not a regulatory agency. It's merely there to make suggestions and advise. And they're making it look like as if it's a regulatory agency.
Correct. Even if it was a regulatory agency, it cannot go against the Supreme Court decision.
Correct.
And it is. And the Biden White House and Biden himself has admitted it.
Yep. So then I would assume we would have to go back to the Supreme Court to get them to enforce their own.
I don't know what we do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a constitutional crisis as I see it, because they've now negated a third branch of government.
Right.
The executive branch has negated the judicial branch. We've never really been here before. so it's kind of like, I don't know what we do. I don't know. You have to talk to some lawyers that are a whole lot smarter than me.
Okay, we have a developing story right now, folks, coming out of Denver. I believe it's
the shooting.
Denver. Yeah. We had two fans wounded, and one person killed. Is that correct?
I think that was right. Coors Field.
Yeah. Yep. It's just now popping up here on my screen. So that's post-game gunfire. This was after the game was over. Wow.
12, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, and this is Colorado.
A breakdown of civil society right there.
Exactly. By the way, Chris Cuomo, is going to take a vacation. Long planned break, they're calling this. And guess who they're going to bring in to kind of soothe the television set?
AOC.
That's right. AOC is coming in. Yep, she's going to be a guest host. Oh, goodness. And by the way, they got rid of some of their people because they wouldn't get vaccinated.
Three of them.
Yep. So, way to go, CNN. At least they're sticking up for something, right?
Yeah, whatever.
All right, well, we'll take a break here. We'll come back from the break, and I'm going to take a look and see what's going on there in Denver to see if there's anything else that I can tell you about. But anyway, and we've got our listeners up there in Denver that are probably wondering, oh, we knew about that 2 hours ago. Well, I just found out about it. Sorry. Okay, we're coming back. Don't go anywhere. This is Captain's America, Third Watch. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America, Third Watch. It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by our friends at TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Remember, education of our youth is always critical, and we had a trust in the school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. Well, sadly, folks, that is just no longer the case. And the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. They're beautiful, educational, and they teach the children history with a heart. Volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution. Choices need to be made. In volume number two, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. And in volume number three, it features Tuggy and his bride settled on the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Now, Tuggy's family and friends move through American history examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. So visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, too. An absolute must for homeschoolers. And don't forget, the books come in English and Spanish, too. Available here in the Tampa Bay area at the Coastal Market, number 607. That's the Coastal Market, number 607, located at 607 Clearwater, Largo Road, over in Clearwater. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, I've got a little bit more information about the Coors Field thing. I'm going to read it the way it says. It says, two shot outside gate A at Coors Field after Rockies game tonight. Suspect not in custody. It occurred after the game, and the stadium was already cleared except for employees and media members at this point. Now, this came after an earlier shooting that left one dead and left two wounded, one seriously, one not seriously, at the Civic Center in Denver downtown. All this is being reported by the Denver Post, I might add. So that's where we're at. And there's no suspect, apparently, that's in custody for the one downtown either. So got a little wild in Denver tonight.
Got a lot of work to do to secure that city.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And this, unfortunately, is all around the country. It's all around the country. And then you got things like the sidewalk execution in New York City where...
That was awful.
Yeah. Woman, just a black woman. I think it was a black woman, but she was dressed in black, popped out around the corner of a car, jumped out of her car, walked up behind a woman and shot her in the back of the head, and that was it. Boom, killed her dead on the spot. I have no idea what that was about. I don't know what the cops do either.
And the victim had just left a funeral a couple hours ago.
That's right. That's right. Yep. No idea what that was about. What a shame. What a shame. People are going nuts. Now, Now, we can expect at any time over the weekend to have a vote on a $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan. The senators are having problems trying to come together with this. I do know the phones have been ringing off the hook in D.C., and we've been telling people, and everybody else on the radio and television has been telling people to call their senators. So will they or won't they, Denise? Will they pass this thing?
I can't answer that. I don't have a feeling on this one. I know that we do need some infrastructure, but we're past the point of having legitimate infrastructure in these bills. So I don't know where we are with this one. I don't think that you're going to get the Republican support that would otherwise be there. I think some of these Republicans are getting played. So I can't answer that one.
Well,
would a trillion-dollar bill pass? I think so. But the other interesting thing here is the debt ceiling.
Right.
We've passed it. So we don't have a lot of time here before we end up defaulting on some of these loans. So I think that's part of the power play here. So I don't know.
Well, we'll find out soon enough, I suppose. But you are right. Nobody knows. We can speculate all we want, but it's totally unknown. So sometime over the weekend, you can expect that there will be some sort of vote.
We'll get an update. But yeah, but I don't know that it'll advance really. But the other interesting thing is, what's the House going to do?
Yeah. By the way, we have another shooting reporting breaking coming in from California. I'll just read the headline because that's all I got at the moment. California police officer critical, suspect dead after gunfire outside police station.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know where it's at. Do you know where it's at?
No.
All right. Let's see if I can pull this up real quick while we're moving around. By the way, I haven't watched the Olympics, not 5 minutes, not 1 minute, not 30 seconds. Okay, La Habra. It happened in La Habra, 22 miles southeast of downtown Los Angeles. All right. Well, here we go again. Natives are restless. So let's go over to, and this is kind of funny. Let's go over to the pastor that prayed outside Pelosi's house. Did you hear about this?
I only caught a snippet of it. there's a couple of priests out there that are really after her, and she's dismissing them. You know, and they're kind of higher up in the hierarchy, and she's very dismissive of them. I don't think you can be a devout Catholic and just sort of blow them off.
No, you can't.
The same thing is happening with Biden, too.
Yeah, you can't. And here's what this pastor said that was out in front of her house. He said, and I quote, "Bind the lying spirit of Satan and remove corruption, falsehood, and bias," end of quote.
Okay.
Kind of fits the person, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, and something else, vaccine badges are coming soon to California. I wonder when they'll be around the rest of the country.
Well, New York, I think, is already doing... QR code.
Yep.
So it's on your phone.
Yeah, Kyle seemed to think that they're going to do something on your driver's license.
Well, that would go state by state, but otherwise they're using QR codes, and that would be done not for employees of the government employees, but for people getting on airlines.
Did you hear about the new identity authentication requirement for unemployment as it's spreading across the country, this thing that they're doing, this device?
I have not, but that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. It might help them in some other aspects, too. And, of course, United Airlines is said that all their employees in the U.S. need to be vaccinated against COVID-19 by the end of October, perhaps sooner. And if they don't, that's it. It's gone.
Well, let the lawsuits fly.
Yeah, because, again, the HIPAA laws and all the other different laws that are out there, and as you said, they're violating.
If you actually are a survivor of COVID-19, your immune system is better than any number of vaccines.
Correct.
So you don't need the vaccine.
Yep, but my antibodies are still through the roof.
Oh.
Had him checked the other day again for the blood test. So there you go. But and I've had it. Plus, I'm continuing to take a regimen of what the doctor prescribed in terms of vitamins to keep it up there. By the way, what do you think about this one? Mexico is suing U.S. gun makers for the cartel violence. Well, I don't know if you know what I know, but not all the guns are from the U.S. Hello.
Well, it doesn't matter. If there is a number of weapons from the United States, I mean, I get it, but, you know, it's kind of like, well, lots of things are made here in the United States that leave the United States to go into Mexico. So it's not the gun manufacturers, it's the traffickers.
Right. And, of course, when you talk about lots of things, legal and illegal, we might add that in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do we sue Mexico for the narcotics?
Yeah, no, we should. All right, well, the Chinese regime has stolen enough data to compile a dossier on every American out there. We'll leave it with that, and we'll let everybody think about that while we ponder that, and I'll see you Monday morning, if not before. Have yourself a great weekend. All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the different stuff that she has to offer, and sign up for her daily sit rep. And I'll be right back with more in the Military Report coming up.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. economy continues to bounce back from the COVID-19 shutdown. 943,000 jobs were added last month. President Biden says it's historic.
Economic growth is the fastest in 40 years. Jobs are up.
The unemployment rate is the lowest since the pandemic hit.
He cautions that the virus could still cause problems.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. So we have to get more people vaccinated.
His press secretary says there are early discussions on possible penalties for workers who don't get vaccinations if they're required to. The Supreme Court is being asked to block a plan by Indiana University to require students and workers to get vaccinated. And an Arkansas judge has agreed to block that state from banning communities from imposing mask mandates. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God love you.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you, where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, we'll tell you all about that after they get a chance to tell you all about themselves coming up right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. One is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm over here in Tampa. They're over there on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. And the other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. Now, what we like to tell everybody is to call them up at 800-659-2080 and ask to take a tour of one of their campuses. The great part about that is you'll be able to talk to some students, you'll also be able to talk to a teacher or two, and you'll also be able to talk to the money people and find out about securing a loan to be able to go there and get your education and move on. Now, if you are a post-9/11 GI that has come out of the service, the GI Bill post 9/11 will more than likely cover you 100%. If you're pre 9/11, you may or may not have educational benefits left depending on what you've done and depending on how long you've been away from the service. But they always have student loans available, and they'll tell you how to do that. So there you go. But one way or the other, you can get the financing. But the main thing is, take the tour of their campuses, Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Mass. You'll be glad you did, because I'm telling you, becoming an aviation maintenance tech is like nothing else you've ever seen. They are in high demand, and they get paid a lot of money. Well, the United States is capable of assisting and defending Taiwan in the event of a military crisis, so says the commander of all the U.S. forces in the Pacific from Indo-PACCOM. All right, General, Admiral, whoever you are, we'll take you at your word. Now, Democratic senators and families of victims of the 9/11 attacks called on Thursday for the Biden administration to declassify and make available key documents related to Saudi Arabia's role in the terrorist attacks ahead of the 20th anniversary commemorating the tragedy, because they believe that some of the hierarchy within the Saudi Arabian kingdom were partially responsible for what happened. And there's a lot of suggestive proof out there to agree with that. Now, since President Joe Biden asked the Pentagon last week to look at adding the COVID-19 vaccine to the military's mandatory shots, a former Army lawyer, Greg Rickney, has fielded a deluge of calls from people that want to challenge that, which you might know that was going to happen. We'll have to wait, and we'll have to see what happens. Now, Dave Severance, commander of the Marines who raised the flag at Iwo Jima, died at age 102. Everybody remembers Iwo Jima and what happened there, and he was the commander of that unit that went up there and did that. Officials also have shared a few details from the highly anticipated but classified implementation plan for the DOD's Spectrum Superiority Strategy. Of course, that's an electromagnetic thing. We'll see what happens there with all that. Now, not to be outdone, the Taliban have been targeting the provincial Afghan cities in response to the U.S. airstrikes. Now, the Taliban has stepped up their campaign to defeat the U.S.-backed government as foreign forces complete their withdrawal after 20 years of the conflict. In addition, a car bombing aimed at a nearby building has badly damaged the Kabul offices of the University of Nebraska at Omaha's Center for Afghanistan Studies. That happened in Kabul. Also, the DOD could announce the mandatory COVID-19 vaccine policy as soon as this weekend. So far, they haven't said a word. And the diplomats of the United States and South Korea are meeting to discuss ways to engage North Korea and see if they can either, A, bring them to the table to talk, or B, at least let them know that talks are available. By the way, House Democrats have called on President Biden to close the Guantanamo once and for all. Dozens of House Democrats are pushing Joe Biden to immediately shrink the population being held at the Guantanamo Bay detention facility and finally shutter the prison. I don't think that's a good idea at all. I think they should keep it open and keep those people right where they're at. Now, biological, chemical, and nuclear threats remain at the top of the concern list, but task force officials said that they've shared information with partners regarding potential delivery systems and ballistic threats such as hypersonic missiles. This is the National Guard who's doing this, taking this on. It'll make them a lot more valuable if that's indeed the case. Now, the Coast Guard offloaded a record $1.4 billion worth of cocaine and marijuana in Florida from being out on the sea in a patrol. Kudos to them. Unbelievable. $1.4 billion street value. By the way, top Air Force enlisted leaders are going to be getting a title change. A memo sent out to the airmen dated August the 4th. They're going to be getting new titles later this year. So Chief Master Sergeant and Senior Chief Master Sergeant and whatever other names they've got in there, they're going to be turning them around somehow. We'll see what the new names the Air Force will have. Now, one of the bigger threats to U.S. troops abroad isn't a stealth fighter, a nuclear missile, or a massive cyber attack. It's a swarm of those cheap drones that can overwhelm the expensive defense systems that troops have on hand now, and suddenly you got a drone swarm coming in and taking out a group of our soldiers, which isn't very good. Did you see the National Guard A-10 Warthogs that landed on the Michigan highway, turned around, and took off again? Part of a training session they had? I was thoroughly impressed to see that. And, of course, that's what they're designed to do. That's what they're designed to do. Be a little bit more difficult to do that with some of our fighter jets because they need more of a runway. But kudos to the National Guard for doing that, and kudos to the Air Force for doing that, Air National Guard. Now, let's not forget that coming up on the Captain's America Third Watch, the final segment here in a few minutes of the weekend edition, I'm going to get up on my soapbox again, and I'm going to throw some things out there for you folks to hear. And whether or not you implement them or not is totally up to you. But I will tell you this. We have an excellent opportunity right now. Excellent opportunity. And don't let the Democrats let you down by what they're doing. To take our country back. Because people are not buying what the Democrats are selling. Even their own people are upset. And as I told you about the polls in New York, those astounding numbers were coming from Democrats. They want Cuomo gone. All right. And I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle. And this portion of the program is brought to you by the Moss Nissan network of dealerships. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners who just bought a brand new Moss Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida and Tampa Bay, as well as up and down the East Coast, on the East Coast, the Midwest, and all the way out west as far as Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It all starts with Moss Care, where you get free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. And don't forget, you cannot beat the selection at Moss, over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you could dream of. Clean trade-ins, got them. Some of them are worth as much as 45% more than what they were 4 and 5 months ago. So, check them out. Let them appraise your vehicle. You might be surprised. You might get a whole bunch of money for that car that you hadn't planned on getting, and upgrade your ride now. Now, don't forget, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and check out the all-new Rogue. Yep, get on the all-new Rogue and give it a shot, because the hottest SUV in the market right now happens to be that Rogue. So, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura, on Florida Avenue in Tampa, online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Charles, and I'm calling from Clearwater, Captain America. Indeed, thank you for taking my call.
What's up?
Well, sir, as a concerned citizen of the United States and as a law-abiding citizen, I was wondering how we can hold the president and executive offices for treason.
Well, we can't do that unless we can get them into an impeachment trial, because unfortunately, our founding fathers never thought we'd see something like this, and they never put anything in place to deal with what we're going through right now, and that's a real mess. Now, could we fix this? Yep. We could have a constitutional convention, maybe a convention of states, but a lot of people are concerned that that would get hijacked by the liberals because they would want to get in the middle of all that and screw things up. But we've got to change the way we do things. There's got to be some new regulations that come out. Again, if we could get the votes to impeach Biden and some of these other people that we feel have done some things that are illegal or treasonous, that's how we would do it.
I see. But even no criminal offenses can be placed on them because they're certainly going not only against the Constitution.
Well, we know
but
that.
They're
Yeah, and they've actually said that. Biden and company have said, well, we know we're violating the law. But here's the deal. Who's challenging them? Nobody.
Then how do we stand up and challenge them as citizens?
Because we have to vote the bums out and start over.
Mm.
We control that. We control that. Believe it or not, we control that. And they're scared to death. The Democrats are scared to death that we're coming in droves in 2022. And I'm telling you, start this year. Start right now, 2021, with the local elections. Send them a message right now, these local people that all want to work their way up the ladder. If they're not doing the job, vote them out, start over. And then next year, it'll be that much easier to do what we need to do.
Well, Captain America, thank you for your service, and God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you very much for the call. Thank you. Okay. Yep, and that's exactly what we need to do, folks. We need to get this done now. Now. And let me tell you something. America needs you. America needs you. We know we've got hardcore, and I'm not going to use the word progressive anymore. That's ridiculous. We've got hardcore left socialist communists. We've got liberal big tech companies. We've got the fake news media and this new Democratic Party that have all teamed up to take me and you down. And more importantly, to take America down. It's the liberal elitist and all of, versus all of us. And friends, the time has come. Right now, we all need to pick up the pace. It's more important now than ever that we remain strong, which is why I'm stepping up and I'm asking you to step up. We absolutely need to crush the Democrats and their evil intentions, and we need to start this year, 2021. Backgammon Bob, go. What's on your mind?
Okay, I'm something a little off track here. I was out at the VA hospital the other day, and they provide great services as far as I can tell.
Right.
I'm talking about the one Bay Pines. I go out there.
Okay.
But I found out that they don't provide any dental service out there.
Right.
And if they do, they provide it for people that are service connected disabilities. And I think that would be a great thing to have for the veterans to have dental service. Okay, that's it, Captain.
Okay. Well, it would, and there's a way you can do it. You can go outside the plan, and you can get your own dental service. Of course, that costs you money, but you can do that, and there are some plans that are reasonable, and we have some agents that are right here on this station. You'll hear them advertising, and one of them has a sports show, and that's Patrick Hyland, and he can help you with that. I know he can because he helped me with fill the gaps with some things that were going on, and I really appreciate him for doing that. He specializes in doing that for the veterans, so that's where I would start with that if it were me, but that's just me. Now, let me go back here for a second, because we absolutely need to crush the Democrats and their evil intentions for our great America before we won't be able to. And we need to start this year. We really need to start this year. Start it at the local level. Get the people in there that are willing to do the job. and aren't going in there to look at the next step up the ladder, because a lot of people get in there and they go, well, I'm going to run for county legislator, and then I'll run for state rep, and then I'll run for Congress, and then I'll, you know, get the right people in there going to do the job for the people. We want people that are going to work for us, not work for themselves. Get involved. Volunteer. Seek out like-minded friends and groups. They're all over the place. And we can and we will prevail. And I'll mention a group right now, because I just joined it a little while ago. It's called the Republican Liberty Caucus. Republican Liberty Caucus. Now, you don't have to be a Republican. You can be a Libertarian. You can be an Independent. They don't care. But you need to be an American that realizes that America's got trouble and we got to step up. We, the people, have got to step up. Nobody else is going to do it. We have to. Because if we don't, we're going to lose our American. To the people that are saying, well, we've already lost it. No, we haven't. No, we haven't, by God. We have not. We can still control this situation and do what needs to be done. Believe me when I tell you, and we need to do it sooner rather than later. So as I said, the time is now. Get involved. Get involved. And do what you got to do. By the way, we have a week from this coming Tuesday, we'll have Trevor Loudon over at the Tampa Bay Trump Club at Mugs. That's a week from this coming Tuesday. And I'll be telling everybody about that so that you can go to that. And also, on the 28th of this month, the Republican Liberty Caucus is going to have a big gathering at the Carlisle Inn on the 28th of this month down there in Sarasota. It's a breakfast from 8 to 11. Costs $30 to be there, but you get breakfast and you get to get into the conference and hear all the different great speakers that are there talking about America and what we can do to straighten this mess out. And again, this is what we're doing. We're planning. Some groups are suing. They're bringing suits against the government, which is part of what we can do. Because when we start suing them, they're going to realize that we're dead serious about what we're talking about. And our legislators, and I'm going to give you this phone number again, over the weekend are about to do something which is going to be bad if they pass that damn infrastructure bill, which it looks like they're going to. But the number to call is 202-225-3121, 202-225-3121. The number again, 202-225-3121. Call that number, raise holy hell, and tell them don't you dare vote for that thing, because if you do, we're going to vote you out of office. Got to do it. All right. Another great show, another great week. We look forward to coming back Monday morning with a whole bunch of more stuff. Don't forget to check Relief Factor out. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. And don't forget MyPillow.com. Promo code Captain. And I'll see y'all.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.